It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast. With news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary, here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good Friday morning. Welcome into the podcast. It's August 17th, and today is Friday. Beginning with news up north, Lake City baseball coach Al Bavacqua has resigned. Bavacqua was 29-39 in 3 years as Lake City head baseball coach. Don't miss some great volleyball action today in Caldwell, as the College of Idaho hosts the Coyotes Classic today. Teams such as Eastern Oregon, Vanguard, College of Idaho, William Jessup, and Lewis and Clark State will be at the Coyotes Volleyball Classic beginning at 11 a.m. today and going into tomorrow as well. Carlos Escobar went 2-for-4 with 3 RBI, leading the Boise Hawks to a 7-2 win over the Tri-City Dust Devils last night in Pasco, Washington. The Hawks return to the Diamond tonight. First pitch is 7:15 p.m. in Pasco. The University of Idaho is heading back to the Big Sky Conference for all sports except football beginning in 2013. The Vandals hope to play as an FBS independent in football. Ike's big mistake in my opinion. Well, what happens next is in the hands of the Idaho State Board of Education, which will meet today to hear the university's request to play football outside a formal conference. Former Moscow golfer Chris Williams, who competes at the University of Washington, won 2 matches Thursday in Cherry Hills, Colorado. Williams posted a 5-3 win over Adam Stevenson of Greenville, North Carolina, then bested Eduardo Espana of France 3-2 in the round of 16. Williams takes on Stephen Fox of Hendersonville, Tennessee today. The 13-year-old Meridian All-Star Baseball team fell 8-1 on Thursday to Bryant, Arkansas at the Babe Ruth World Series in Kitsap, Washington. Meridian returns to pool play action today against Waite Park, Minnesota. There are also games against Kitsap, Washington on Saturday and Westfield, Massachusetts on Sunday. Good luck to the Meridian Babe Ruth baseball team. While we are just 1 week away from opening the high school football season right here at IdahoSports.com, we will be covering 8 football games across the state, so we are the place to be for your high school football action. Don't forget, Gridiron Game Picks are back as well. We have well over 25 people already picking games this year, so why don't you join us and go against the so-called experts at IdahoSports.com and pick your football teams this year. Preferred hotel section still at IdahoSports.com. If you're going on that very last-minute road trip, check out our preferred hotel section. We only partner with the best hotels across the state of Idaho. Something new this year at IdahoSports.com that we are very excited about. We are debuting the Friday Night Flash football wrap-up show. We will completely wrap up football for a Friday night in the state of Idaho. We are going to talk with media people across the state, players, coaches, and updated scores all throughout the night. Friday Night Flash football wrap-up show begins 10:35 p.m. August 24th is the debut show, so be here at IdahoSports.com. That'll wrap up the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. And I'll talk with you on Monday morning. Don't forget, this podcast is posted by 11 a.m. every weekday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Come back Monday for another Idaho Sports Report podcast with Jeff Duncan right here on IdahoSports.com.